In the spirit of Valentine's Day, on Arts and Letters, we're talking with Laura and Micah Sukhani of the Damsels in Distress. Their music is fun, postmodern, and quirky cool.
Maybe we didn't do the wisest thing. Maybe we didn't do the smartest thing. But we did the thing we were encouraged to by everyone but you. So fall around our white, white cloud, gray sky should appear.
Remember,
we could have been anywhere, we chose to be right here.
Artists, songwriters, children's story writers, puppeteers, and performers, husband and wife team, the Damsels in Distress, Lauren and Micah Sukhani, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hi.
So many of your songs deal with the not unsubstantial dilemma of marriage, getting married, as in we're getting married, from the family album, I Do, from This Is Art, and Mr. and Mrs. from Spinning Plates. Could you talk about the interstices of making art and music as husband and wife?
It's like nothing else. I think I hear other people talk about their marriages, and there's a sense of kind of having time away from maybe their significant other. But as a married couple working together on our own creative ideas, we're compelled to come together at the end of the day to work on one of our 100 projects that we have in mind. So I think, as you know, being married and being bandmates, and that's really how we fell in love. That's how we experienced our entire courtship.
What was your courtship like?
Our courtship was the band. That's pretty much what we did. That was great because a lot of first fights are about inconsequential matters, and so were ours, but they felt much more important because they were creative inconsequential matters.
You come home from work that day.
We learned how to argue pretty effectively, kind of right off the
bat. Right, and like when couples like boss each other around, like, go get me this or that, it would be bandmate stuff, so.
So when we'd play a show like in Little Rock and we needed to go back to Springfield and pack up at like 1 a.m, we knew what the other person was like after a really long day and exhausted and cranky.
Early on. Yeah.
So we knew what we were getting into when we married.
The things I most look forward to is to together play our songs. Life can get down sometimes, but we keep to play along.
You write in your song, We're Getting Married. A February morning, it's going to be cold for sure. We don't mind about the climb, because we're going to get married. What's the climb been like?
The climb has been
good.
Yeah, I just think there's something about getting married at 24 that as you mature through your 20s and you're going through other things, you know, while you're going through the marriage, I think that's what is the most difficult. Just self-development and learning responsibility and not saying, oh, I'm going to blame the other person because I have to be responsible now, but just learning how to be a responsible person or learning how to deal with problems.
Oh, you're so pretty when you say I do. Oh, you're so lovely when you say you'll be true.
You know, I think that is the general climb in that sense.
You talked with me, Lauren, about how so few songs are written about married people.
Yeah, well, it just seems like a lot of love songs are about the longing or the pining or the forbidden love. But there aren't a lot of just these nice, delicate songs of love about lovers and marriage and the intimacy of marriage.
You're right, you're just out of step living in small town Arkansas. How does one live a fine line between routine and spontaneity?
I think you have to pay attention to your soul. And for us, being creative and living this very normal day-to-day paying bills kind of life, I think as an artist and musician, it gets really difficult sometimes.
she's spontaneity. I'm trying to be in step. Her problem would be, how do you practice when you're not writing? How do you practice when you're not performing? Mine is, how do I interrupt my rigorous practice schedule to write something or to like do a performance? So we complement each other well in that respect.
On your blog, you write about a lot of processes. Well, what are some of the processes?
Well, the key to the process is really how the band started, in which I gave Lauren this demo tape of all these songs that I had written, just to see what she thought of them. And then she played that tape while a tape replayer was playing, and she sang over it.
Your lovely heart's bold to love someone like me, who sees this life in the only way to be free.
That's pretty much how it's worked for most songs since, is that I'll be playing something and then she'll complete it, in the sense of, that's the melody that goes to that part, or that's the accompaniment that makes that line interesting. So much of what we do is responding to kind of like love letters. Each recording is like a little parcel of magic that we get to open at any moment. So I can open up a little parcel when Lauren's not home and listen to what she's created, and then add my part to it and leave it as a present for her to find.
February wedding. It's gonna be cold for sure. We don't mind about the climb. We're gonna get married.
Thank you to Lauren and Micah Sukhani of the Damsels in Distress. You can follow their unique and imaginative website, Paper Opera, which highlights their music, art, stories, and their artistic dog, Ayn. Thanks to Chris Hickey for producing the program. For Arts and Letters, I'm J. Bradley Minnick. Happy Valentine's Day.